we're holding a Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, four lines in the bottom of Rashi. Mand Amar Shalishus Kasaver Sheretz Ton Shiluch Min Reis. So the more suggesting that this the Machlokes is that the one who says we get it out immediately without, even though we have to metama kalim in the process, is because he holds not like Shmuel. He'll share its tone. Shiluch mina raisa. Hechol lemitzki mekamei ribui hatumah da avnet. We don't are concerned with the ribui tuma of the avnet, and we should ignore that the Sheretz's presence because of the ribui tuma of the avnet. We don't say that. We say okay, got to get the Sheretz out right away. It's not like Shmuel. And the one who says that we wait is like Shmuel. That was the more suggested. The more says no, that Hamach the Sheretz Kasinas Rashi, that they're arguing they both can hold Chayiv, Hamach the Sheretz and Mikdash is Chayiv, and they're arguing whether what's better. One says Shehuye Otif, Me'apushe Tuma. It's better to wait than to increase Tuma. The Avnet Nami Mide the Kedushu, because the Avnet is Hektish. Giving Matam the big day kahuna. And the other one says no. And the Mora says, okay, so maybe the second machlokes of the Mishnah is arguing in Shmuel, where you have to remove it from. My love, Hakim Eflikim, the Mandamer, me Azora, loy mafkin, and Leba Shabbos, you don't take out of the Azora. You only take out from the area Bein Ulam the Mizbeach and further in. Kesavar Makdish Sheretz Mikdash is Potter. But Bein Shiluach Miraisa Hilch Lamitchi Shus Mikameh. Because it's not an Issa the Raisa. We're not going to matter the Issa of Muksa for it. I. But however, to leave it in the areas which are where the heichel is in that area, that's not proper. So that we were matter this is the Rabbanan of Muksa. Now, Rashi learns that Rabbi Yochanan is arguing. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, l'nyanu yulei kuliyama hamach l'sheretz iskayet. Regards to this, it's Shmuel's din. I can tell you that everybody holds its chayiv. So what's this over here? Then you lohaitzi hanimsa bezora b'shabes b'haikra pligi. This issue of whether they take out the sheretz that's found in the further reaches of the Azora, they're arguing in pshat in this pasuk. V'yavayu ha-kohanim lifnima puts a lamed in. Lifnima Beis Hashem Behechel Vayutziwa Tuma. It's referring to what Azura Batakra Vuseha Shem Metamin Be'oil. Took out the Azura and the Kabbonis which were brought to it, and they took it out to the Lechatzar Beis Hashem, which is Azura. And then Vayikablo HaLevim Lehoitzi Mishram Lenachal Kidron. Levim took it from the Kahanim and took it out to Nachal Kidron Chutza. Al Kahanim Acherim Loi Metam. We don't ask other Kahanim to do it. Avish Yitzchikim LaNoshim Harbe. Even though there was a need for a lot of people, Elu Metim in the Heichel Azora. Their job was to take from the Heichel to the Azora. Bila Mishom LaChutz Leviim Hu De Metamin Bolei Kahanim. Only Leviim and not Kahanim. So. Benana Sovar Midishtani Tuma Azora Mikahanim Levim, the fact that we downgraded that the items which are now in the Zora, we did not feel it was necessary for the Kahanim to continue to carry them out, but we stopped and we waited and we let the Levim take over, so there's a time lapse. Shamino the Hech of the Isa Bazora Lomavkin Le Bavera. So we see that it doesn't have the same level of Kiev. So that's relevant for here to be mat to the Isra of Muksa on Shabbos, we're not going to do. Ela Madrinan Ahatera B'Shabbos Nami Lo Dechir and Shavuos. So even, since it would be improper to be matama the kahanim, if not necessary, we're not going to do that. So we see it's not necessary. So similarly, we're not going to imato this or muksa, and we'll leave it till after Shabbos.
Isn't the obvious question that it's muksa for the levium also?
The case of the pasuk wasn't Shabbos.
Okay, so it's usa for the levium also.
No, we're saying there was no iser for a levi to become tamei. I mean, not really an iser for a kohen to become tamei either, but a kohen who does avodah shouldn't become tamei. That they were looking at it as some level of impropriety for the kohen to become tamei. So that means some more says tuma bazar less. So klomer hecha the isa hasam loich amiri kuli hai. The more lashon is it's not a problem of tuma bazar. It's not really true. It's not a problem, but it's not the same level of concern. The more says no. At hecha the leapsher when you don't have an option of using levium, so you use kahanim. But as soon as you have an option of using levium, you have to use levium. So that's not indicative of. A more lenient attitude towards tuma nazara. Lo yafshir behechol, behechol lo ayel levim. Levim should not go in. The fil kahanim asiri in the male ella lafayda. Even kahanim can't go in unless there's a valid purpose for avayda. Could see but vayavoy bechol eis ella kedush. Ze hechol. We should not go into the hechol in general. Or nor should one go into the Kaddish Kedoshim unless there's a valid reason. So we can't let Leviim in, but we have no choice. So, but once they get out to the Zohar, Sulam Matamin and Lekahanim, Shri Efshar, but Leviim, Abelashriye Ad Urta, Loi, that was your concluding that you would leave it there on Shabbos till evening. That's not what we should be taking out of these psukim. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan. Kolnus Nosim Behechol. The Brisa says that this Brisa says people may go into the Hechol, leave noise to build the Saken, to fix, Lahotzi is a tumor, to remove tumor. So everybody's allowed to go in. However, Umitzah B'Kahanim. But it's proper that the Kohen should do the process. Im ein sham kahan nich nosim levim ein sham levim nich nosim yisrael be idi to harin in to mayim loy. However, we do not allow to use this process to mayim, so you don't say that a kohen tome should go before a levi tor.
But in the hiring process, the kohen is preferable.
Right. Okay. Omer Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Rav Kahana Masayi Kahani. Rav Kahana was a Kayan. And he used to come to the support, the benefit of other Kahanim. So he has an opinion which would raise the esteem of the Kahanim. How so? The Tani Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana quotes a different brayso. The Tekshen Emer Achla Parochas Lo Yavoy. That he may not come to the Parochas. One second. So that's referring to a Baal Mum. That a Kohen who's a Baal Mum cannot approach the parochas, means you can't do the avoda. So yochel yehu kahanim balimum and nuchnasim ben ulam the mizbeach lasos rikuye pachim. We would assume that they can't go in there for any purpose, even a non avoda purpose of rikuye pachim was the covering on the mizbeach on that side. So if they want to make a covering, they couldn't go for there. So that's what I would think. Tamar Lemer says, "Ach, so it's cholak. We divide this concept. So this prohibition doesn't apply in all scenarios, which means, but for the purpose of malacha, it's going to be mutter." The Mor says, "Mitzvah, but tamimim. But the mitzvah is still to prefer to use a kain which is a tamim." Ein sham tamimim, nichnasim balimumin. Mitzvah b'taharin, ein sham taharin, nichnasim tamayin. So we give the if there's no kahanim which are taharim, we take a kahanim which is tamay. Idi b'idi, kahanim in yisraelim loy. So we see from this brisa, the brisa argues on the previous brisa and it says we give preference to a kahan. And if there are no kahanim to her, and we use a kahan which is tameh over you, allowing Yisrael, and that goes ahead of allowing Yisrael to go there. So that's giving a chashivas to the kahanim, and that was kahana was Messiah kahana. He was giving some type of chashivas to the kahanim. Iboy lehu tameh ubalmum ezer mehen nichnas. If all we have available is two kahanim. One kohen is tamei, one kohen is a balmum. And what do we do? So Rav Chiya bar Ashi Omer Rav tamei nichnas. The tamei should go in. To ishtri b'avodas tzibur, we find that when it comes to avoda, in a case where all of the kahanim are tameiim or the tzibur is tamei, you can use the kohen which is tamei. So there are scenarios where we were matir tuma of a kayan for avoida. There's no case where we allow a kayan balmum to do the avoida. So we see that of the two, tuma is less stringent, and therefore we should be matir a kayan which is tamit. Rabbi Elazar Omer balmum nichnas ha ishtri bechilas kachim. On the other hand, a kohen balmum is allowed to eat kachim, and a kohen which is tamei is never allowed to eat kachim. Even in case that when you bring a carbon betuma, you don't eat a betuma. The only exception is a carbon pesach, which is not a din of the kahanim. The blood is a din of everybody. If there are no kahanim which are taharim, so the kohen whose tummy does the avodah, wherever the tumah would be. Whatever you gotta do, you gotta do. You know, this. Well, if tumah hutcher b'sib or tumah d'chiyah b'sib, then achayiv. The Mordor says that. You know, they're not supposed to be in there any more than they should be there. But whatever they have to do, they do, and that's not chayiv. That's the tzivui of avoda overrides the veira. It's a form of esed achalus, I say. Okay, etzi Rashi, Masai kahani, darma lekamon kahanim tameim adifim to hurry yourself. So tell me the kahanim tameim are better than Yisrael, which are taharim. So that's a mile for kahuna. Achal parochas b'balimum k'siv. Rikuyin tassin shalzov shemachapim ben base kodesh kadoshim mitoichu. So they layer it on the kodesh kadoshim with gold. So they're allowed. The balimum are allowed to go even into there.
What's that word, tassin?
Tassin is like plates, metal plates on the wall. Achola, klomer, achin, radakin, utin, kol esser, megamin, is rebuyin. Whenever it says the word esser, gamin, it's being married by something. Ach or rak is limiting. But here we're talking about when, the pasuk is talking about what you cannot do. And we're limiting, which means you'd end up with heter. Okay, cholak is miyad, is limiting. The malacha shori uluye. He can't go in for avoda, but he could go in for malacha. Tell me about mum. The only two people available are one of these two. Who do we bring in? So Rav said, Rav Barashi and Rav. Tomei, the history of Avodah Zibur, the Chsiv b'moyadoi, v'darshin afila b'tumah. Balmum loy hutter, but Balmum is not allowed. Now, why don't you make the drasha the same drasha b'moyadoi? You have to bring in the proper time, which is the Chazal's drasha, no matter what. Even a tomei. So why don't you say no matter what? Even a Balmum. If the only card available is a Balmum, you say b'moyadoi. We don't say that. Why not? He may eat from them. So we darshan now. The pasuk is lo yigash lahakriv. That's get the pasukim. Es lechem alakov lo yigash lahakriv. You cannot be makriv lechem alakov. The next one says lechem alakov because kadoshim mina kadoshim yochel. But the way the pasuk wrote it, that's the beginning of the next pasuk. The pasuk is talking about that he may eat. But it wrote it lechem alakov lo yigash lahakriv lechem alakov because kadoshim mina kadoshim yochel. So you could read it with a comma before the word yochel that pasuk is also going back on lo yigash lahakriv. Lechem alakov, lo yigash lahakriv, lechem alakov. So it's repeating it a second time to say that there's no heter for him to do any avoid it, any scenario, any scenario. The Rishi Yechil is kachim, mehai kro, lechem alakov, mekoshe ha-kodoshim, mekoshim yochel. But he can eat, but he can't be makrov. So the Balmum has a milo over a tummy and he has a chasern over a tummy. Okay, the Mishnah said, so Shimon said, I don't know. Malkum Shetir L'Chacha Chama Mishlacha Nit L'Chacha. The place where they allowed you from your own. Shetir L'Chacha Ela Min HaShuas, Ela Ramat HaShuas. So we tie to the Mishnah, it is one thought. But the more I understand, it's two separate thoughts. Morris says, what does it mean? So Shimon Armor, or Shimon Hechakoi, what's Shimon referring to? So Morris says, Hosam Koi, he's going back on the following thought way back when. And we'll see why it's being mentioned over here again. Netanya, Mish Hechshechusatchum, Philo Ama Achas, Lo Yikonis. He went out even one Ama, he's out. Then we brought over the thing Reb Eliezer says, since he gets two amas in each direction, so there's havlos tumen. If he goes out one ama, so his two amas that he has allow him to be mavliya back on top of the 2,000 amas, so then he can go back in. Once he can go back in, he's all the way, he's good all the way. But then Reb Shimon Omer, afilo chamesh esrei ama yikonis. Even if he went out with 15 amas, he may come back in. Why is that? The people which are measuring don't fully stretch the measuring rope at the end, or they don't, when they make the marker, they don't extend it all the way. If they are time, because people who make a mistake and don't notice the marker and go beyond, and after a few steps they realize, oy vey, what did I just pass? Well, the problem is by then already it's too late. So they gave them extra. They move it back, so even if they make a mistake like that, they still have some space. So they said 15 amos was the pullback. So the kamer tanakama lo yikanes. Bamalei Reb Shimon yikanes. It may come back in because what they're giving you back, they're giving you back with something which really belongs to you. They're not being matter the iser. They're giving you back. They made the tum 15 amos early, which means all the people which are being shermer the tum are losing 15 amos. This fellow who went beyond, there's not sure we're making a hetzer. We're giving him back that which really was his to start with. So that's the phrase in the Mishnah. Malkam shetira l'cha, chachamim mishalcha nitnu l'cha. That which their matter was you. They're giving back that which is yours. Zog Rashi. Hamashucha is murdered in a tchumen mutzivin simen k'shem murdered in midasin. They measure and then they make a marking when they upon the completion of their measuring. So it's referred to as meshucha is because they would stretch the rope. So they don't extend the marker all the way. And they tie a meter. Shema yitubo, they make a mistake. Even if they go beyond, they haven't really went beyond the tchum. Mishayechshuch lo yichutz the tchum. A person would sit down the night, not realize the tchum is there, sit down, make some words, I'm right outside the tchum. He says, no, you're really right inside the tchum. Can appreciate me, Misha Tziuhu. I'm sorry, no, the first shot is they're afraid that maybe they made a mistake. So if they cut back a little bit, but even though they did it properly, they're chayshish. The shachinim they datoyin she the shachinim people who make a mistake. V'yotzin and they walk out. V'chayzin they walk back in. Mechnosim fichim mekatzin hamodedin esatchum hasimin umetzivin mesechatchum. They mark it in a little bit early. Shim yetsa lo obedi serve. He goes out and comes back in. He didn't do anything wrong. So yikanes, the mishalchah nitnu l'cha. Shkavar b'soich tchumai. You're already really within the tchum, so we're giving you back that which is yours. V'ha'cha osur b'shimon. L'meisiv time l'milsa. So now, why are we quoting it over here? So Rashi like this. We're quoting it because we're going to see that the b'shimon is matir. So over there, b'shimon is a makel, and he allows the person to come back in. And over here, in the next halacha, we're going to discuss b'shimon is machmer. So you can ask me, Reb Shimon, make up your mind. Are you a Mekel by Shabbos or are you a Machmer by Shabbos? The answer is over there. The halacha by Tchum is nothing to do with being Mekel or Machmer. I'm telling you, the fact is that there was a specific consideration over there to be Mekel because it wasn't really a problem. Lotema Mekel on Ibi Isser Shabbos. That's not why I mean. Elam is Shaloyin Nesatilam. I'm just giving back that which is really his. But in the case of what to do with the nima of the kinur, which snapped, and how to address that, there Shimon is going to be machmer. So he's contrasting his two shitas. Don't think it's because I have a lenient opinion in general. I don't. Over there, it's for a specific reason. Okay, let's hold it here.